We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Al, you sent us a text that back in 1995 when you worked in Tampa, Skip Bayless used to be a regular guest for you guys.
Yeah, he at that time, his job was he had a Dallas Cowboys insider newsletter that he would fax to subscribers.
Incredible.
So now he's making $32 million.
It's absolutely amazing. And I mean, and it based on like his sports takes and personality and stuff, not like his insider stuff, because he was a Cowboys guy. That's what he was.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, I mean, you hear these stories like Dave Portnoy was walking around with a newsletter, handing it to people in the street for Barstool Sports, and then he sold the company for hundreds of millions of dollars or a major stake in the company. So stories like that are good, even though I'm not the biggest Skip Bayless fan. Doesn't matter. You know, the guy worked his ass off, clearly.
Didn't he just trash Troy Aikman, though? Wasn't like it that his big thing?
I know Troy Aikman and him have had a history. I don't know when it started, but I do know that Troy has a problem with Skip and Fox giving him that platform.
Yes, I'm saying because I don't know. He said some very unkind things about Troy, and Troy took, you know, umbrage and personal issues. And some of that stuff was so outlandish and so outrageous. I can understand why Troy would be upset with it.
I always feel like you'd say that somebody took umbrage, but never in a moment has anybody said, I'm taking umbrage. I just thought about that. Like, we always be like, well, that guy took umbrage. But I've never been like in the middle of an argument. You know what? I'm taking umbrage to this right now. Like, nobody ever says that.
I've heard that in an argument. I'm going to take umbrage with what you just said.
Really?
Yeah, like that way. Yes.
Never in my life. Who are you arguing with that people are dropping umbrage?
Dog seems like an umbrage guy. Like, he'd be like, I'm going to take umbrage with
that. In the middle of a conversation, yeah. I'm going to take umbrage? You really think he would do that?
I'm take umbrage with that last point you made.
Hold on a second. I'm taking umbrage. He would call it something else, though.
No,
I'm taking umbrage with that.
That's more.
I'm taking umbrolio with this situation. Yeah, no, I've never in my life. Really? Whoever, if anybody ever did that in an argument with me. Yeah, cohorst. I would be flabbergasted.
Wouldn't it
at
be like, it, you know, it would be something that you would say in regards to somebody else, but you would never say it yourself.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, we always say, like, didn't he take umbrage with that statement? Wasn't that something he took umbrage with? But I've never been arguing with somebody and be like, hold on a second, I'm taking umbrage right now.
Yeah, we would describe Troy Aikman taking umbrage with Skip Bayless, but I don't expect Troy Aikman ever to go to Skip Bayless and say, I take umbrage with that.
Yeah, right, yeah. Like, you say, I'm offended by that.
Like,
that
I took umbrage with John Randall this week.
Yeah, but you didn't say, like, when you heard that clip, you're not like, I'm taking umbrage.
No, but you would describe me as taking umbrage.
I would, yeah, and I would say to somebody, hey, Boomer was not, someone, let's say I'm driving home, and I heard that John Randall thing. It's like, yeah, you know, Boomer did take umbrage with those comments.
Right, but I would not say, I'm taking umbrage with John Randall's comments.
100%. Yeah.
I disagree with his
comments. So Al believes differently. Yeah. He disagrees with us.
I feel like, let's say you were in contract negotiations with the station. They were like, honestly, though, you work 4 hours a day. You know, I'm going to take umbrage with that. There's a lot of prep that goes in. We got to watch the games. We got to.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I would use it.
We used to play softball.
Yeah. I'm going to take umbrage.
I'm going to take umbrage. I would never. I would say, no, that's not the way it is. You know that. I would never stop a conversation and take umbrage.
Mary wants to take umbrage with something. Mary in Huntington. Mary, what's happening?
Good morning. I do want to take umbrage.
Yes.
So thank you for saying that. Is that a joke that Sal is going to be given a show with Jerry. Al needs to be given a show with Jerry.
Yes, Al?
I would take umbrage with that if Mark offered Sal and Jerry a program.
You would take umbrage. Yeah, no, yeah, Mary, no, we're just talking about stuff. There is no discussion about new shows. We have all our shows here. It's Boomer and Geo. It's Moose and Maggie. It's Carton and Roberts. It's JJ. It's Summers. It's the people on the weekends. There's no talk about other shows, Mary.
Okay, because Jerry is great. I love Jerry. I love everybody on your show.
Oh, thanks,
but
Mary.
I have to be honest with you. I could not listen to Sal the other day. He's so childish. Is that an act, or is he really
I don't believe that Sal is childish, except for his wrestling figurines that he has. I think that's a little childish. But outside of that, no. So what about Sal was childish, Mary?
The way he talks about his wife as if he's a 1950s stand-up comic, and the way he's talking about the future child.
Really?
I mean, come on, Sal, grow up.
Really?
See, maybe it's just a little immature.
Yeah,
that's all.
So Mary, listen, I will defend Sal to the hilt. Is that what they say, to the hilt? I love Sal. I'm so happy I fought for him to be able to fill in for us because I thought he'd be a good fit. I don't see him as someone who is going to disrespect his wife and unborn daughter. That's not someone that I know. I also will say, and no disrespect to Sal and Jerry, you know me, I unplugged those 2 days. I was done. I was out. I needed a reset. I did not listen. So I can't also comment. I wasn't listening. I never listened to those guys ever. So people tell me what they say, but I don't really hear, I get texts, these clowns are saying this, they're saying that. But just do your show, get some ratings, do your show. Okay. I've been doing this for 30 years. No, but I didn't hear it. Did you feel that way? Anybody, Eddie, you guys are sons,
no.
Children. So maybe you're seeing it from a different perspective, but anything?
If anything, he's a very self-deprecating person that doesn't think he's so high above everybody else, or does it? I don't know what she's talking about treating his wife like it's the 1950s.
Well, calling her at 4 o'clock in the morning to change a tire.
But you wouldn't in the 1950s call your wife to come fix a tire. That you would think not to do that.
You'd call your mistress instead.
But I was trying to guilt him into learning how to change a tire. I said, because, in a few months, you're going to have your daughter, and, you may need to change a tire for her safety.
Yeah, it is about time to grow up a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
It is.
Yeah. All right, if you guys are saying, if Boomer's saying that, they were Eddie and...
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't hear it either.
Eddie and Al were here
time.
During the show.
Yes.
So the only thing I'll say with Sal about the immaturity thing, and I'm not going to comment on how he talks to his wife. I would imagine he's full of respect for them because any time I've had a conversation with them, he respects his wife.
Yeah,
they're so excited
it.
About the baby.
Yes.
So I don't... That, to me, is crazy. The only thing I would say with Sal is when I've seen pictures of his basement, looks like he's got a 10-year-old son down there.
What do you mean he's got a kid down there?
Like, it looks like he created this basement for a 10-year-old son and not a 42-year-old man.
Oh, I see what you're saying. He's got a lot of dolls and stuff.
Yeah,
and
he's got like a case of wrestling figurines he's got like a arcade machine and you know what I'm saying? Like it feels like a playroom that he has created for his 10-year-old son and his buddies, but it's really for him.
So it's not a man cave; it's a 10-year-old boy cave.
Yeah, right. It's a prepubescent boy cave.
Oh boy!
Yeah, that's what it's that would be the only thing that I would say.
All right, Glenn and Ramsey. Glenn, what's happening?
Good morning. I think personally, Jerry and Sal should have the midday show.
Well, so Al Dukes wants to be the new program director, and he says that he wants 3-hour shows. So in that case, it would be us 6 to 9, then it would be Moose and Maggie 9 to 12, and then Jerry and Sal 12 to 3, and then Carton and Roberts 3 to 7. So that's what he wants.
That's perfect. I got to be honest with you. I think they would be a great midday show.
I think that they're good. They're great together. That's what I think.
That would be the new mid-midday show.
The mid-midday show.
Yeah. Mid-morning show.
The mid-morning, midday,
mid-morning,
mid-morning
show.
Yeah.
Jason and Baldwin. Jason, what's happening?
Boomer and Geo.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Jason?
So I got a little bit of a different perspective on Skip Bayless. I worked for the parent company of Octagon and Weber Shandwick. I worked with Skip's wife for 10 years. and we were very good friends. And she knew I was a sports nut and was trying to help me get into radio. Skip took an hour and a half out of his day and talked to me. Nicest guy in the world, like completely different than you see on TV or in the media. I couldn't like say enough nice things about it. Him and his wife, Ernestine, just the most pleasant people on the planet.
Well, yeah, but actually, you know, you're furthering my point, Jason, even more so is the fact that the reason why this feels weird to me is because that's not him that's on the air. You know, he is playing this role. He's playing this character. He's doing this thing. He's saying these things just to make people mad. And that's why, I mean, that's just not my thing. I like to hear people. I feel like I'm listening to him. It's like that's who that guy is. That's all. But whatever. I do feel uncomfortable talking about it just in the sense, and I know that I brought it up, but he got paid a bunch of money and he's in this business and that's good for all of us. So good for him. I'm glad that he got paid that money. It's not my thing. Just like there's people who hear us, they turn us on and we're talking about, you know, fake tilapia vaginas and they turn us off. It's not their thing. I get it. But, you know, good for him. Let's go to Mike out in Blue Point. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how are you guys?
All right, good, Mike, what's happening?
I was just listening to Boomer kind of egg on, you know, you, Gio, to maybe give you like another on-air persona.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea. I think you are one impersonation away from becoming like a schizophrenic. I just don't think that we should do that to you. But the amount of voices in your head between Dog and Mike and JJ and Chernoff and that idiot Australian you do.
Yeah, and Sean Marks. Yeah.
There, you already did. When I was waiting on Holder, you did. You already went into Mike, or we went from Dog to Mike. I mean, you're all over the place. I just feel like we should leave Gio alone, let Gio be Gio, or else he's going to, you know, grab a tray of wings from Kavanaugh's and get on his boat and have a conversation amongst himself.
You know what, Mike? You know me better than most people in my life. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate all of that. You nailed it. You really did nail it. Because it's true, there's a lot of voices that are popping in my head. You know, when I tell stories to people off the air, I use voices.
Yeah, because you're you here when you come in here.
Yeah, so like when I, like if I'm telling my wife about something that her mom said, I'll use her mom's voice. I said, I ran into your mom. She said, so do you want me to do this today? You know, I'll do
this.
And I'll just all break into it off the air because that's just the way
that
it is.
Yeah, well, you know, I worked for a maniac or with a maniac for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know what that's like.
Working with a man. But Skip Bayless and Craig Carton are two totally different people. Like, I don't – what Craig does and what Skip does to me is two totally different skill sets. Like, I don't think
– Well, Craig has to do it off the top of his head for 4 hours.
Yeah, right. Like, that's to me, and that's what we do. I think
in a different way. In a different way.
Much more difficult to do than what Skip does. It just is.
No, it is. But what I'm saying is that when, and I've always said this about Craig, so I'm not saying anything that somebody hasn't heard me say before, that when he walked into this studio, all he cared about was these 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, until the end there when he was worried about how he was going to, you know, fulfill his issues. But, and we never left the studio mad at each other, ever.
Right.
Because it was, I couldn't be mad at him because
it wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
Right. I understand. But I'm still, and I can understand where you're making the comparison there.
Yeah, but you know, like how that guy just called in and said, hey, you know, Skip and his wife called me and they talked to me for an hour and a half. Craig used to do that with all the interns here. You know, you always used to sit down with them and say, hey, this is what you need to do. This is how you need to do it. If you want to be on the air, this is what you should do. You know, so that was a different person outside, wouldn't you say, Eddie?
I'm screening a phone call. Yeah. Yes, it's $32 million.
Al, you saw it, Al, a little bit up close and personal, how he would try to help the interns figure out what they wanted to do.
Yes, he always said to leave with a tape is what he always told people.
Yeah, but he would talk to them in a mentoring way.
Yes.
Like he wouldn't give them the cold shoulder like some other people around here.
Yeah, well,
no.
We know for many years there was the cold shoulder that was given.
Yeah, that's
from
what I'm saying. It was like the Berlin Wall, for God's sake. But Craig broke through that. And, you know, the way he would talk to kids like he was when he was coming out of Syracuse, you know, it was great.
Yeah, all right. I know what you – listen, I get that comparison, but I just – and this is a compliment to Craig. When I see Craig and I think of his career, I think of a guy who's a highly successful radio guy in a competitive market who produced – and did 4 hours of original content every day. When I look at Skip Bayless, I see a guy who's putting on an act saying stuff to just piss people off for 108,000 viewers.
Right, and producers are giving him the subject matter and say, okay, you and Shannon are going to discuss this for 10 minutes.
So that's why And I understand what you're saying is like, you know, different guy on the air, off the air type of thing. I just think it's a different kettle of fish. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, you imagine, I don't know how many writers they have or producers they have or stories that they're trying to generate constantly.
Yeah.
So they can have something to scream and, you know, yell about.
Yeah, it's a totally, totally different world than the one we're living in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Guy who cuts my hair is going to have a wedding, I think, in October, and they tell him if the stuff doesn't change, you have to have people at the tables that live with one another.
Allie said that she's doing a wedding this week.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
That's great. Good. Yeah, so that's at least that's some of that stuff's coming back. You know, Gunner's getting married this year.
So, that is very true. So, what they told this guy for his wedding, at least at this particular place, is that all the tables have to be people that live with one another, which is virtually impossible. And also, on the dance floor, they have pods. Like, they put out...
Sounds fun.
They tape off certain sections of the dance floor, and if you are with the people that are at your table and you live with,
yeah,
you dance in that circle.
You know, maybe what they could do is they could do what they did out in California with the band in the public schools. They actually put each...
I saw that. Each member of the band in their own plastic cylindrical thing.
Yeah, I mean...
Dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Have we lost our minds?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have.
I mean, how stupid can
we
be?
They've been gone.
I mean...
Yeah, some kid with a trombone, like...
It is in his own cylindrical like tent.
I know, he's hitting the plastic with his...
So stupid.
Excuse me.
When I
not
saw
working.
That, I'm like, man, some people need to have their head examined.
Some people. Most people.
Holy God.
Okay. So, Jerry, you're back with an update.
Speaking of one of those people, yes. So, good night for the Knicks. Boy, the Knicks have played well. They've had this stretch where they've won a lot of games. They got themselves over 500, as Kenny Albert tells the story down the stretch.
The steal by Nerlens Noel. The Knicks will enter the All-Star break over 500 at 19-18. They defeat the Detroit Pistons 114-104.
Yep, nice 10-point victory. Kenny on MSG.
Yes!
Yeah, Julius Randle, a big game. R.J. Barrett shot 9 of 13. Contributions from Bullock and Noel and Payton. And so we've reached the All-Star break. One game over 500. Yes?
No, I was just going to say, you know, some guy called up and said, this has made me think all this. You mentioned Kenny Albert said how nice Skip Bayless was. All these local play-by-play guys, for the most part, the ones that I'm thinking about now, are like the nicest guys in the world. Like Kenny Albert, Mike Breen, Chris Carino,
Iron Eagle,
Sam Rosen, all of them are known as like the nicest guys. Why
the
is
Capper?
That? Well, the cat, he's not a play by. He's
true. Part of the broadcast, but you're right.
Yeah, but I just think like Kenny and Iron, those guys.
Bob
like,
Wischusen.
Yeah, just
John
Matty Lachlan.
Matt Lachlan.
How nice was he to us?
John Minko.
Yeah, Minko's a different category.
What do you mean? Who's our guy from the Islanders?
Chris King.
I've heard very good things about him.
I guess, like, you could get, like, you know, with Howie and Gary Cohen, they can get a little edgy sometimes.
A little ornery?
Yeah, a little ornery.
Well, because they're fans of the team, too. Well,
yeah, and also, like, 162 games, baseball different. You go in that booth at the wrong time, you might get a dirty look. But the other guys.
Yeah.
Those other guys are really known as, like, how nice was Matt Lachlan when we did those games? Couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah.
Like, moved in with me for a week to teach me about the Devils. It's incredible.
Ed Cohen, doesn't he do the Knicks on radio?
Yeah, I don't know. I know that he was here at some
Very
point.
Very nice guy.
But I don't know from Ed. I don't know Ed as a person. But those play-by-play guys are just, they're beautiful humans, especially when they get to certain levels.
Bob Popper.
But if you think about Ian and Kenny, those two guys, really. Yeah, no, we mentioned Bashuz and Eddie. Yeah, we got him. But yeah, so anyway, I don't know. Just wanted to point that out. I want to say something nice about some people. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It happened to Bob Bashuz.
Another one of my interns.
Who's it?
Really? Bashuz was an intern.
Yep.
Ian an intern?
Yep.
Board op. Oh, he was an intern too. I knew he was a board op.
Ian was an intern?
Yeah, he wasn't mine. He was a year before me.
Oh, he was. Okay. And he was a board op?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He was a terrible board op. But he was a board op.
For sure. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mike and Chris. Didn't he do Mike and Chris for a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no wonder why he got out of the business.
Him and Bob Gelb used to play that little, you know, the field goal with the little paper thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Well, here's Julius. So Julius Randle.
How about Bob Bashuzin?
Sorry.
That's okay. he wrote an article for the Players Tribune about his time here with the Knicks and how he has grown as a player and taken on the responsibilities after the game. So he had 27, 16, and 7 last night. Afterwards, he was talking about it on MSG, asked about what he wrote about.
I feel like, you know, I'm just a part of the city. You know, when I signed up to come here, you know, I really wanted to, you know, make a legacy here and be a part of something special, building, you know, this organization back up. And I just wanted to share my thoughts.
This is what you guys have been looking for.
Yes.
Build a legacy here, man. Build this organization back up. I mean, I tell you, there are certain guys that when you look in the grand scheme of the NBA, I know we have fun with the MVP and the first team All-NBA and all that stuff. But, like, really, what he could mean to Knicks fans if he keeps this up.
I have to say, though.
I mean, he's going to, like, go down in history.
You're the one that said this about him.
Well, I said it last year. I was dead wrong.
No, you were dead wrong, but you were right about the man.
I said he was going to be an all-star last year, and that was part of my reason for making that bet. With Mootsy or whatever his name, Mutt, whatever that guy's name was. And then I ended up being wrong about it, but then again, I didn't lose the bet because they didn't play enough games.
In the long run, you're right about it. Like some things don't age well.
Yeah.
Your comments about Julius Randle coming here have aged well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, they have. And you can say it. I'm not going to gloat about it, but you could say it.
Well, I wanted to make sure that people realize that you did call it. You said this guy is going to bring professionalism. He's going to be
A
hard-charging player. Now, listen, last year didn't go that well for him, but that's fine. You know, now he's got a real coach, and he applied himself in the offseason.
That's a big part of it.
You know, they didn't make it to the bubble. So he's been sitting out for a long time.
The article is actually pretty good. He referenced his 4-year-old son, and it was a big wake-up call to him when his son was kind of mimicking how he acts and reacts on the floor when they were playing, you know, little stand basketball in the house. And he said it was eye-opening. So he's changed his ways, and he's trying to be the guy you look up to on the court. So a lot of good things from him. Here's R.J. Barrett, 19-18, 37 games. His thoughts.
You know, we're working really hard. We're having some success. We still have things that, you know, a lot of things that we have to clean up. But, you know, I think hard work is always gonna make up for it. You know, so we're just trying to learn and grow every day.
After the All-Star break, 4-game road trip in Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, Brooklyn, and Philadelphia. They are in 5th place in the East. You've got Randle, of course, playing in the game, and Obi Toppin in the slam dunk contest on Sunday. Also of note from the NBA last night, you did have the Bucks beat the Grizzlies 112-111, 26-11 for Giannis. Celtics beat the Raptors 132-125. I believe Boston is 18-18, I think, or maybe Miami is, but they're all right there, right behind the Knicks. In the East. The All-Star game is Sunday night. Here was Giannis talking, I guess this was with the media yesterday, after finding out that he was the number one pick by LeBron James.
Do I get a hat? Do I get something? Like, do I got to wear a suit now, being first overall?
Now picture this. He's talking about the All-Star game as he is eating. He didn't even put the food down. Here he was reacting to the fact that it's LeBron himself, Luka Doncic, Jokic, and Steph Curry is the starting five.
That's the starting five?
Yes.
Yeah, it's over, guys. Me, LeBron, Luka, Jokic, and Steph?
Yes.
Man, that's a good starting five.
That's well. So
you know what?
East.
It is a good starting five. Yes, how is. About Jason in Connecticut? Jason, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just kind of think of the why Jerry Recco wasn't part of the play-by-play nicest guy in the world conversation.
My man.
Did you hear that there over yeah. there, that Jim?
I think I said
I
why,
heard him.
Why did you leave Jerry out of the play-by-play thing? Yeah, I mean, because we know Jerry. I was talking
F
about
you.
Other guys. We That's all. I mean, I was talking about, you know, Kenny Albert and Mike.
F Green. Off, you a-holes.
Like, I always tell
go
people,
F
Jerry
yourself.
Like the most pleasant guy to ever work with.
Yeah, so I don't, I mean, we know that about Jerry. We work with Jerry 5 days a week. You know, it's one of those things.
You know
it's
what, like, dude? F you.
See, we just got to take it for granted.
F this, I'm out. I just sent Jess some slogans for the mugs.
Oh, yeah. So people know where this merch store thing is actually moving
it's
in
happening.
a good direction. And one of the things we're going to have, one of the items we're going to have is the Jerry Recco slogan mug.
Inspirational. No, not slogan. It's inspirational.
Right. Just scummy filth. That should go find a hole.
Right.
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 Right. So it's going to be Jerry Recco's inspirational quote mugs.
Yes.
So which ones did you send her?
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember. One day you're here, the next day you're not.
Okay, that's a good one.
I did send that. I did the cat one. I sent her that one.
Okay, you could be like dead like a cat on the side of the road.
Something like that. I forget what it is.
Take a sip of coffee.
Oh, you lost your job. LOL.
It's a good one for those going through tough times.
I didn't send that one. I was not. I don't remember saying that either. Right. That's unfortunate.
Different spin on unemployment.
I would like a companion mug that just says "right," and no matter which one you buy, you can put that one. Me just going "right."
Al, that is actually a terrific idea.
Yeah, with Al's head on it.
That is, I like that. That should go on our warm-up show page.
Right.
Right. Companion mug.
So yeah,
you give it to somebody as two gifts. So they open up the one gift, they get the Jerry mug, and then they open up. I got the Al Deuce companion mug. Right.
F you.
Right.
Right.
Perfect.
That's great.
The amount of those lines though, where you say "right" in the middle of them is countless.
Have a heart attack and die.
Right.
I did not send that one. I don't care for that one.
What about the drive yourself into a brick wall? Is that one that you put in there?
No. I don't want anybody driving.
Christ, you might as well just dig the hole right now and go lay in it and get the dirt shoveled on top of you. It's over.
Right.
Did you send that one?
No, I didn't.
You got it.
I only sent her four of them. I didn't send the thousand. Eddie's got countless ones.
Yeah.
So, no, I did not. So, I gave you three of them. I don't know what the fourth one is, but we'll see. You never know. But I like the idea of the two-mug deal with the right.
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 Right. Right.
And plus that, who doesn't use the word right these days?
Right.
I heard Moose tape a commercial.
I know. He goes, "My wife Donna," right? I know. I heard that too.
How do we know? You didn't say anything yet.
My wife Donna, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, right. Sure. Whatever. Whatever you say, Moose. Right.
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 Rangers beat the Devils 6-1. Yes. They scored 6 unanswered goals in this game, including a goal from, you had 3 from Chris Kreider, the natural hat trick, and you also had the injury to Shesterkin. He made 32 saves, lower body injury.
I think he's going to be out about 2 months.
2 months.
I wouldn't be. It's
what,
either
tear his groin.
I'm thinking it's either a groin tear or it's got to be a hamstring, something like that. Man, it looked bad. Looked like he had a hard time lifting his right leg off the ground.
Oh, I have been there.
Yeah, Gio has been there.
Yeah,
yes.
I know what he's going through right now. It's tough.
That sounds awful. The Islanders did beat the Sabres. I can't read anymore. 5-2. Matt Martin scored 2 goals in this game, and Sorokin had 16 saves. I want to play this too. This was Jalen Ramsey on another one of Al's favorites, the Huddle and Flow podcast. He had some thoughts on Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun is a great man. Even now, with people trying to crucify him and talk bad on his name, he's still out there doing things for the community in Houston. But I highly doubt he'll ever, you know, suit up in a Texans uniform again. He's very serious. I would say he's very serious.
Yeah, well, they have the same agent. Just so you know, they have the same agent.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
You know, the other thing, too, is it's like, who's killing Deshaun Watson?
I don't know.
Everywhere I turn, people are supporting Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, most people are killing the Texans for letting it get this far.
So I don't know what Jalen Ramsey is, where he's coming from. Maybe there's some people on Twitter. But from everywhere I sit, I see everybody supporting Deshaun Watson.
You know what he could be talking about? The $156 million you got paid, now go play. That has been out there. I don't think it's the majority, but it is out there. I mean, I even had that take at first until you kind of informed us what the hell's going on in the organization.
That's what I'm saying. And the more people realize what's happening in that organization, the more people are coming around supporting Deshaun's willingness, or not willingness, wanting to get traded.
Exactly. Number two, Michigan beat Michigan State 69-50. The Wolverines wrap up the regular season Big Ten title. Monmouth beat Rider 77-74. Manhattan over Fairfield 69-59. Oh, and I also forgot to mention that the Lions have told cornerback Desmond Trufant he will be released, I guess, around March 17th when the new league begins.
So we'll send him a "you just lost your job" LOL mug from the warm-up show page.
He will get a new job quickly. Yeah. You're funny. And that's it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I have a very eclectic
You love
library,
the cheesy country now.
And you know that.
But you love cheesy country. You're in cheesy country mode right now.
I'm not in cheesy country mode.
Like every time I walk by the old one tequila down. On and about it down. That's what I get when I walk to the studio in the morning, blasting the cheesy country. But it's okay. It's fine. To each his own. Luke Bryan and what's the other guy that you like?
David Lee Murphy. Old Dominion.
Yeah, that's
Rival.
That's fine. You're
there you
into
go.
It.
I like them all. Marky and Belmar. Marky, what's happening?
Hey, Mark.
How you doing? The best six-pack of the day.
I like it.
I have a question for the great Al Dukes, the man who sacked Lawrence Taylor. Every day you set foot into your bath fitter, you thank the Lord or the cosmos for the Eddie Scazzeri. All the money he has saved you from gas, toll, parking tickets, dog walking fees, not to mention pairs of soiled underwear.
He should be
thanked for one or two walls, if not the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Right. I mean, think about that. If Eddie were healthier, you'd be into work. That's really what it comes down to. Because the reason why Eddie has been kept out of there, or Al's been kept out of there, is because people were worried about Eddie and his underlying health conditions. That's the truth. Because there's two people in the afternoon, people go in and out, someone's in the newsroom, whatever. So if Eddie were healthier, we would have been to work earlier. So you have to thank him for his comorbidities.
And now cursing me since I've got vaccinated.
Yeah, right, yeah. Comorbidities.
Unfortunately, Eddie's been vaccinated.
Yes.
Well, he's got the one shot, and he has to get the second shot, and then there's 2 weeks after that, so you still got some time. I mean, is it better or worse knowing that you've got a date that you have to be back?
Better.
It is better.
Yes. Yo, can you get a shot, Al? Have you tried to get a shot or no?
I'm on the list, yeah.
All right. Just wondering if you're pushing the envelope.
I'm not pushing the envelope.
We've gone over this with Al before.
Yeah, he's not fully decided.
He's not an envelope pusher with the vaccine. I'm an envelope pusher.
I know you are. Yeah. I know you are. Mark in Bay Shore. Mark, what's happening?
Mark.
Hey, Boomer from East Islip. How's it going, my friend? Hey, I play in a hockey league, and I don't know if you saw your son-in-law's goal last night off the head of the goalie there for Buffalo. Just an embarrassing goal, but a very good one at it, though. What do you mean
an embarrassing goal? I think it was a great goal. I think it's a sniper's goal. That's a goal scorer's goal.
It was. We have a guy in our league. His name is Kevin. He scores those kinds of goals all the time. We call him Cavola goalers. It was a good goal, but if you're the goalie, what are you doing there? You're crouching. You should be standing up. It went off your head. What the heck's going on here?
I think it's a pretty accurate shot when you ask me. These are the things, like I've been telling Islander fans, that I've been working on with Matt. And, you know, we've been working on stick styles and things of that nature.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, as you detailed before, if it weren't for Boomer, Matt would not have those two goals last night. And Boomer put the pressure on him. He inspired him.
Yeah, he saw me play. He saw me play a little bit on Saturday. He saw me go right to the net, just like he went to the net. Although I went to the net on my backhand.
Yeah.
Which takes a little bit more guts than going on your forehand.
Sure.
But, you know, I did it, so therefore he had to do it. Let's go to Ralph and Yonkers. Ralph, what's happening?
Morning, boys. How's everything?
What's up, Ralph?
What's happening, Ralph? Man.
You must be really happy, Boomer. But what I want to ask you was, is Matt Martin your favorite Islander of all time? Or is there somebody else that you prefer?
Yeah, I don't have a favorite Islander, so there you go.
Oh, come on now, Boom. Nah, come on. You're like a closet Yankee fan, too.
No, I'm not. I'm a Rod Gilbert is my favorite Ranger of all time, and that will never change.
Number seven, Bert Jones.
You got it, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it there, Ralphie.
All right, so of all the teams, so we know that. Bert Jones, your favorite quarterback growing up. Tom Seaver, obviously. Rod Gilbert. And Clyde.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not a bad foursome.
No, it's not at all. No. I'm trying to think. All right, so try to guess mine. I haven't talked about it as much as you have, but try to guess. I bet you you'd have a... You'd
Edgardo have a Alfonso.
That's funny. You remember that. All right.
That's
Edgardo Alfonso. You're right about that, yes.
That's Randy Moss.
No, come on. We just talked about him yesterday.
Randall McDaniel.
No, John Randall.
I'm John Randall.
John Randall. Who I know you met, John Randall.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even think about that.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was a king.
All right, Nick. Nick has got to be for you. It's got to be Patrick Ewing, right?
I went in a different direction. I love Patrick. Don't get me wrong.
How could it not be Patrick Ewing?
Because John Starks. I like Starks better.
All right.
Starks was my favorite Nick. He was.
Okay, that's fine. It's a good pick.
So those are the three that I would say.
You don't have a hockey guy.
Well, you know what? You're going to laugh at me. But when I talk about the Islanders and Devils and how whatever team is doing better, I will pick that team to root for. So there was a time in my life when I was younger where I loved the Devils.
Yeah, and Martin Brodeur.
Loved Brodeur.
Yeah.
So Brodeur was a big one for
Scott
me.
Stevens?
You know who I loved?
Don't tell me Danico.
No. I'm not going to tell you Danico. Stefan Richer. I loved him.
Yeah, I don't know why.
He was a goal scorer.
Mm.
Nasty.
Nasty.
44. that's my Richer impersonation. Top shelf.
Right.
Like that. Had a little Claude Lemieux, 22.
Yep.
A little him.
You see that the Mets are going to wear the number 41 in their sleeves to honor.
Love that. Absolutely.
And the Yankees are going to be wearing number 16 for Sandy Koufax.
Yep.
I think it's good.
Yeah. Right. Very. Not Sandy Koufax.
I mean,
Whitey Ford.
Whitey Ford.
Yeah.
Over Sandy Koufax. Whitey
Ford. It was like that was one of those things.
See, that just goes to show you how, you know, I'm more of a Met fan.
No, of course.
I was trying to do the right thing by the Yankees.
Yeah. No, I know you are. That was very good. Do you have a favorite? So, okay. You claim you don't have a favorite Islander.
I don't.
Of all time. Do you have a favorite Yankee?
No.
You don't have a favorite Yankee?
No, of course not.
You don't have a guy who played for the Yankees that appreciate?
I respect Aaron Judge. I respected Paul O'Neill from the days back in Cincinnati when I knew him when he was with the Reds. You know, I respect those guys. David Cone, of course. You know, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, Al Leiter. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I have a favorite Yankee.
Was also a man, yeah.
Yeah, but I know. But I'm not going to tell you I have a favorite Yankee. No. Tom Seaver's my guy. You know that.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying, do you have a guy?
Hi, my name is Boomer, and I love the Yankees.
I'm just wondering if you have a guy on a team that you don't root for that you really liked. That's not a crazy question.
As a player or as a guy? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
both.
There are guys that I have met that have played for these teams that I genuinely like as people, yes.
Okay.
But good. I can't say that I could root for them when they put their ugly uniforms on.
You know what Yankee that when he came up in his first couple seasons there that I was mesmerized with and I always wanted the Mets to get him like in his prime was Alfonso Soriano. I loved that guy when he first came up. I thought he was going to be a superstar.
It's like he was swinging a toothpick.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yes.
So he was definitely a guy. Like a net.
I mean, you know, like I like Clark Gillies. Nice guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Tells the worst jokes ever, but nice guy.
Really bad
jokes?
And
I could respect his way that he played hockey. You know, he was a 200-foot player. He protected his other teammates.
Yeah.
And he was like the Tom Wilson of his time, you know, that Tom Wilson that plays for the Capitals. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was great in that regard. And I could respect the game. I could respect the human being. But the jokes are awful.
Okay. Does he know the jokes are bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've been
in places where he gets up and he takes the mic and he thinks he's a stand-up comedian.
And you tell him it's terrible. It's not one of those things where people are laughing and he doesn't know that they're just, like, humoring him and it's really terrible.
Right. I'm just sitting there looking at him, like, dumbfounded.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Al, your favorite Met of all time, Daryl Strawberry?
Gary Carter.
I love Gary Carter, too.
I don't know why. I don't like how they always take Mike Piazza as the best Met catcher for everything. I never liked that.
Well, I'm more of a Jerry Grody guy myself.
Todd Hundley guy? Yeah, I mean, Piazza was signified a shift in the Mets at that time.
Tug McGraw?
Yeah, people love Tug McGraw. You got to believe.
I mean, I do like Johnny Franco.
Yeah, oh, John Franco. Yeah, yes. I love John Franco. I mean, as a guy, too, you know. He's the man. Although he did screw me that one time out in Sag Harbor, that was not good.
He just disappeared. Walked right past you.
No. We talked, and then someone. So he had like
he has a thing. He has a thing like that.
He had a hat on like this,
right?
Like all the way down, and he was carrying like a baguette and like a bunch of groceries.
Oh, so his Italian thing.
Yeah, and he was doing his Italian thing, a loaf of semolina, you know,
the whole thing, a little mutz.
So he's walking by, and then some guy who's sitting on a bench, you know.
Recognize them.
No, recognize me.
Oh, recognize you.
Yeah, recognize me.
And he used you as the camouflage to get away from this guy.
He did.
Yeah, you know, I could respect that.
Yeah, he did.
Now, I will say this. If you run into Keith Hernandez out there in Sag Harbor, forget it. You're not getting out of the bar.
Oh, that's great.
That guy will buy you as many drinks as you want. He is like the mayor of Sag Harbor.
So that would be a dream come true. Like, if there was ever like a charity auction that was, you know, get drunk with Keith. Holy cow. I got comfortable. I got comfortable.
Well, we're not doing a podcast.
I know.
We both gave each other strokes there.
I know. I'm sorry. I got comfortable when I said a curse word. I didn't mean to do that.
Said the mother of all curse words.
I mean, I got comfortable. I said mozzarella, and I got comfortable. It happens.
Mozzarella. You got comfortable.
I did.
That's right.
That's what I would say off the. See, remember we were talking about on and off the air, same guy.
Right.
Well, there
you go.
You've
never done that.
I know. I probably ever. No, actually, one time in a different place. But I, what am I going to say? It just happened. Sometimes it happens.
In that different place, was it the upside down?
No, it wasn't there. No.
Nobody would have heard that. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it doesn't matter. It's the whole thing. If a tree falls in a forest,
exactly.
Anyway, yes. Where are we? Have to take a break. Thank goodness. All right. I apologize, Eddie. I got a little South Shore Long Island Italian came out of the air for a second. Oof.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.